The book of Psalms, chapter number 91. And I'd like to read a few verses tonight. Let's stand on to reading the Word of God. And about preached out this morning, so I'll not try to preach an hour and a half tonight, just an hour 15. Amen. Psalms 91. Verse 1, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. By the way, He's still Almighty tonight. I will say of the Lord, He's my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. For there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Now verse 15 I'd like to preach out of tonight. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. You may be seated tonight. Father, we love You and we thank You for this time together. God, we want to thank You for a good place we can come together tonight. I want to thank You, Lord, for the songs that have been sung and, Lord, the dedication of these people, Lord, to come and worship You and serve You tonight. Help us now in the preaching time and the reading of the Word of God. I sure do need You. I thank You for the liberty we had in this place this morning. Lord, to preach the gospel where there is no apology. And God, I pray if it'd be one here lost tonight, You'd deal with their hearts. And God, I pray You let preaching be easy. I pray You let me be a blessing tonight. Touch me and use me, and I'll be grateful to You. I need Your help. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask You these things. Amen. And amen. Did you notice verse 15? The Bible said, He shall call upon me, and I will answer Him. I'm going to preach on this topic tonight. One call, that's all. One call, that's all. I want to say, number one, the one call, that's all. It will always alert heaven. I'm glad there is a place called heaven. John saw it and he wrote about it. And this is what he said. He said, I saw a new heaven in Revelation 21 and 1 and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. And then he said these words, and there was no more sea. Now John saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. God shall wipe all the tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. You see, one call, that's all. It alerts heaven. I'm glad there is a place called heaven. I'm glad I've made my preparation to go to heaven. Quit looking for heaven down here. You're not going to find much heaven down here. But oh, honey, when we get there, He said He's going to wipe away all the tears from our eyes. And that lets me know I'm even going to have a new mind. And I sure am glad we're going to a place where God will wipe the tears from our eyes. Now, notice, first of all, it alerts heaven. There's a place called heaven. Number two, there's a permanence of heaven. There's been a lot of people went to heaven today, and I'm glad heaven is still there. Over 2,000 years now, we've been preaching in a New Testament church about the permanence of heaven. I sure am glad that heaven is still there tonight. And if heaven's still there, it lets me know the one that's running heaven is still there. Honey, Washington ain't got heaven in control tonight, but heaven's got this world in control. God is still sovereign. Don't let that word scare you. It simply means this. God's never had to learn one thing. God knows it all tonight. And I sure am glad that when we pray that it alerts heaven. Now, there's a place of heaven. There's a permanence of heaven. And then there is a passage to heaven. Boy, in Matthew's Gospel chapter number 3, I want to read this and show you something here this evening in Matthew 3 on the passage of heaven. The Bible said in Matthew 3 and 13, "Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. And John forbade him." Could you imagine Jesus coming to you, wanting you to baptize him? And John was a natural man like me and you. And he had these concerns in this direction. He said, "I need to be baptized of thee, and you come to me?" And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Suffer it be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, look, he went up straightway out of the water. He didn't take a bird bath. Somebody say amen right there. With no, get quiet on me now. With no sprinkling business going on, friend. Hey, they didn't pull the hose pipe out in Jesus' day. They went down in the water. And I believe it's still scriptural to go down in the water. And you'll notice this, that when he went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens, plural, glad it's more than one, were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. Now, the three heavens, it's the one that we can see tonight. Number two, it's the stellar heavens. It's the one where the stars abode and abide, where planes go through, where Brother Mike, Brother Jerry, I never dare to go to the rapture. But honey, let me tell you, there is a third heaven. Paul talked about it. It is a place where God rules and God reigns. And it is a glorious city tonight. I'm glad, hallelujah, oh, for the passageway to heaven. He said when Jesus went down, he said that the heavens opened up unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God, look, descending like a dove and lightning upon him, not on John, but on Jesus. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." Some folks don't believe in the Trinity of the Bible, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. While we sure do have the work of first mention tonight in Matthew 3, we see where the Son of God went down. We see where the Spirit of God come and landed upon him. And then we see that God the Father spoke. I'm glad there's still God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. You can't divide them. They are inseparable. Jesus said, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." I sure am glad that I know something about the Trinity tonight. Oh, my. Man is a triune creature. He has a body, a soul, and a spirit. I sure am glad there's God the Father, God the Son and God the Holy Ghost. Folks, just being Baptist, don't let the Holy Ghost tear your nerves up tonight. If it wasn't for Him, none of us would be going to heaven. The Bible said He's put a seal on us. He sealed us. In other words, He's put a stamp of approval on us to let us know that we're headed to one destiny and we're sure we're going to get there. I noticed when them Pepsi trucks used to back up from Birmingham at Noonan, Georgia, they had a seal on that door. We could not open it if it didn't have a seal. I'm glad and hallelujah. You say, what's that seal mean? It means it was on a one-way destination. It was mean it was secure. I'm glad the day that God saved me, He put a stamp of approval on me. He sealed me with a one-way ticket. Hallelujah. I'm headed to heaven, to glory land with the hammer down tonight. I've got no apologies about getting saved. I'm glad God still saves those sinners tonight. Oh my, one call, that's all. It alerts heaven. There is a place of heaven. There's the permanence of heaven, and nothing's changed about the passageway to heaven. You see, it opened on the count of the Son. That's the only way it's going to open for us tonight. Matter of fact, it is through Jesus' name. Listen, folks, when we get done praying, we ought to say in Jesus' name. The reason you're blessed, because it's in Jesus' name. The reason you can get to God is because in Jesus' name. The reason Liberty Baptist Church is open tonight, because it's in Jesus' name. The reason you're going to heaven, because it's in Jesus' name. The reason you got fed today, it's in Jesus' name. Everything's about the Son. And I want to glorify and magnify Him. I'm glad by Him, heaven's still open tonight. One call, that's all. It alerts heaven. There's the place of heaven. Now watch your text. The permanence of heaven, the passage of heaven. But I wrote this down. There is the promise from heaven. Look what He says. He shall call upon Me and I will answer him. I'm glad there's a promise from heaven tonight that God still talks to His children. I'm glad there's a promise that God is still there and He still hears tonight. Now, one call, that's all. Number one, it alerts heaven. Number two, it activates help. I sure am glad what the Bible said. Look what it says. He shall call upon Me and I will answer him and I will be with him. It activates help. In Psalms 46 and verse number 1, look what your Bible says tonight. He says there's a present help in Psalms 46 and verse number 1. What will we do without a Bible, y'all? God is our refuge and strength. Here's the thought. And a very present help in trouble. I'm glad there's a present help. A lot of people, if you call, they can't get to you because they're too busy or they're too far away. Oh, I come to tell you tonight, there is a God that has an ever-present help. You can fall on your knees and cry and say, oh God, He's still in the helping business tonight, church. Hey, don't let the devil sell you out on this thing of prayer. God still answers prayer from His children. And I'm glad there's a present help in this day and this hour. Hey, Washington ought to not cave our church in. The world's been acting like the world as long as the world's ever been the world. In the days of Noah, they acted crazy then. They acting crazy tonight. Honey, there's a God in heaven that is very present tonight. You say, how present is He? He lives in me. I brought Him to church with me. He's in the pulpit with me. He's in the altar with me. He's singing with you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I'm glad our God is a very present help tonight. Ain't nobody got a God like our God. Down here at that Chinese shop, and they got that little pot-belly fat feller on their counter. He ain't no very present help. They put their closing sign on it. Their God's out of business. They go home, their God stays on the counter. Somebody help me now.
Hey, help me now. Help me now. But our God goes home with us. Lord, I'm getting help on my own preaching and I may get this tape myself. I'm glad He's a very present help. Now, I want to say it activates help. He's a present help. And then look in Psalms 121 and 1. Y'all, it's amazing what's in this Bible if we'll read it. I'm going to tell you, not only is there a present help, there's a plenteous help. Psalms 121, verse number 1. Psalmist David says this, I will lift up mine eyes in the hills, from whence cometh my help. He says, my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He'll not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. I'm glad there's a plenteous help. Then look in verse 2, there's a praiseful help. He said, my help, I tell you where it comes from the Lord. And you know, there's been folks that's helped me a lot here in my spiritual journey. There's been folks here that's helped me a lot in my daily walk and even my needs of life with our family. But I'm going to tell you something. There's nobody like the Lord. I sure am glad He has a plenteous help. He said, my help cometh from the Lord. Do you know where yours is coming from tonight? Mine's from the Lord. And then, look in verse 2. There's a praiseful help. My help cometh from the Lord. Now, I want to say this, and I wouldn't embarrass nobody. I appreciate the new families in our church. But I love the way this young man prayed tonight. You know what he said? Lord, about a year and a half now, you've turned my life around. Lord, you've rearranged my home. Lord, you've been so good to me, and I just want to say thank you. I'm going to tell you tonight, honey, one call, that's all. I'm glad we can praise Him tonight. I'm glad we can raise our hands and say thank you, Lord, for saving somebody like me. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my. It activates help. It's a present help. It's a plenteous help. And it's a praiseful help. Let me tell y'all something on Sunday night. Y'all ought to praise Him real good on Sunday morning. People coming in here for the first time, they ought to see somebody excited about Jesus. They see you come sit down and, man, you got a old sour frown on your face and you ain't smiled at nobody. You say, preacher, well, I got saved. Well, you ought to let your face know that you got saved. Amen. Hey, I'm glad it is a praiseful God tonight. Psalmist David simply said this. He said, He's a praiseful help. He said, my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Darwin's theory's still out of hell tonight. God spoke it all into existence. I believe in the bang theory myself. God said it, and it went boom for the glory of God. He spoke it all into existence tonight. Nothing makes me no madder to see a fish with legs on it, on a car, a symbol. Makes me want to spit on the ground. Amen. Bible said, let the redeemed say so. Darwin ain't done nothing. He's in hell tonight. Jesus spoke it all into existence. He's the Word. And the Word's still right tonight. Yeah, you still believe your Bible? The Word's still right. In the beginning was the Word. Thank God, I'm glad the Word was with God. You said, where was He? Oh, He was with the Father. You'll see also there was the Son and there was the Holy Ghost. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Can I give you a nugget right here? And God said, in Genesis 1 and 3, look what the Bible says in verse 2. And the Spirit of God moved. And then verse 3, God said. Let me tell you, you know when God speaks, when the Spirit moves. It's what Brother Mike said in the prayer room. He said, preacher, I believe God is talking to somebody this morning. He said, you know, ain't nobody going to get saved till God convicts them and convinces them. And you're exactly right, honey. God ain't never said nothing to the Spirit move first. I'm glad I can go to church where the Spirit moves. I'm glad I got the Spirit of God lives in me tonight. I'm glad the Spirit's still saying something in this day and hour that we live through the Word of God and through His messengers. Amen. And if it don't line up this book, forget about what He said. God ain't rewriting the Bible. The Bible we got's right. One call, that's all. You see, one call, that's all. It alerts heaven. It activates help. It's a present help. It's a plenteous help. It's a praiseful help. But I want to say, in Psalms 108, verse 12, it is a powerful help. Boy, I'm going to tell you, there's nobody like our Lord. Psalms 108, verse number 12. The Bible says this, "Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man." Now, I want to say something right here Sunday night, this core people here. Don't get nervous on me now. I'm not going to embarrass nobody. But I loved Thursday night, them 10 men on that stage. I sat there 2 hours. It's amazing the older you get, the way your priorities that have changed. Why, 15 years ago, I wouldn't have more listened to them than nothing. But I wanted to hear what they had to say. But you look what Psalmist David said. He said, "Our help didn't come from a man." And you know, I like the way a lot of them boys has got some good ideas. And I think they do. I think there's some good men on there. But let me tell you what's going to get this nation back on track. It ain't a man. It's the God man. And boy, we need Him back in our White House running things. Taking this. Boy, wouldn't that be so refreshing? And we had a president get on national TV. Had a King James Bible. Said, "God said it was this way. And this way we're going to do it." Lord, you never heard such whining and going on in all your life would happen. But wouldn't it be refreshing? Look what David said. Now I'm about done. He said it's a powerful help. Psalms 108, simply verse number 12. "Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of men. Through God we shall do valiantly, for He it is that shall tread down our enemies." God's the one that keeps us safe, friend. God's the one that protects our little old children going to a schoolhouse. If there's ever been a time at a church you ought to be praying and coming together, it's in these last days. Because, folks, we got the greatest opportunity that any generation's ever had. Let me tell you, it's always been hard being a Christian. But we've not suffered yet. You give her 20 more years, we'll probably be in a basement preaching. You wait now. Just watch. Write her down. We're going to be ridiculed. Jesus said they hated you. They hated me. They'll hate you. If you serve Him, it ain't you they don't like. It's the God in you they don't like. One call, and that's all. You see, it alerts heaven. It activates help. But number three, it assures hope. You see, in Psalms 31 and 24, and I looked these up yesterday, and I want to say that there's the courage of hope. Now, hope in the Bible is different than what me and you use it every day. When we say hope, it's like we're not sure if something's going to happen. We're wishing that it's that away. But the Bible term for hope is it's already expecting to have already received it, knowing that it is so. See, God's our hope. I'm not wondering, is He going to come through? I know God's going to come through. And so we have that hope as a Christian tonight. Now, this assures hope. Psalms 31, 4. There's the courage of hope. The courage of hope. Now look what He says. He says simply this, "Be of good courage, He shall strengthen your heart. All ye," here's the phrase, "that hope in the Lord." Be of good courage, He shall strengthen your heart. All ye that hope in the Lord. The courage of hope. Then Psalms 33:18, there's the companion of hope. He said this. He said, "Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him, upon them that," here's the word, "that hope in His mercy."
I'm glad that the eye of God is upon us that fear. Do you fear God? Then I want to tell you something tonight. His eye's upon you. His eye is watching you if you fear Him. Then He says this, upon them that hope in His mercy. And then, this thing of assurance, hope, not only the courage of hope and the companion of hope, but there's the comfort of hope. In Psalms 38 and 15, look at this verse. The Bible says, "For in Thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God." That's a great comfort to me, knowing that I've got a God that'll hear, and I've got a God that's watching me and is going to see about me every day of my life. And that gives me great, great comfort tonight. And then lastly, not only the comfort of hope, but look in Psalms 42. There's the conduct of hope. The conduct of hope. In Psalms 42, as the hart or the deer panteth after the water brooks, so doeth my soul after Thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Miss Emily, you come tonight, please. My tears have been my meat day and night while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Verse 5, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? He said, so why have you so quietened down and got sad in me? Hope thou in God, or expect from God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. Then he says this in verse 11, repeats himself, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. You know, I'm hopeful of a good election next year. But I'm hoping in God. Does that make sense to y'all tonight? Not putting my trust in man. I'm counting on God going to see us through this. For I shall yet praise Him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. One call, that's all. Glad we've got a Lord that hears us and answers us. I wish I could get some folks tonight simply steal out of your seat. Come and ask God to touch those that left lost here this morning. That touch those that God would settle down in their soul this week. Wanted to be some tonight that gather around and just call on heaven. My sister Play, ask God to do a work in many people's lives in this church. Ask God to protect our church. Ask God to do something for you and your family and in your homes. I don't know about y'all, but I sure do need to call on Him tonight. Oh, I sure do need some help for my life, my house, our church, those that are lost. We need the Lord to reach them.